Hey everyone, this is Tim Shorts of Gothridge Manor, and today I am doing a drive home podcast, not so much from work, but from the chiropractor. I had to get my shit adjusted. Getting old and need to get that back and called the towards realigned, so I know which way I'm headed and everything. All right, so quick thing, we did a game on Monday. We didn't do a lot, kind of bullshitted more than played. We had four people show up, three people play. One of them had to kind of bail early on, so we weren't able to get him enrolled or whatever, but we were able to get some stuff done. Some of the stuff in the beginning was just maintenance, getting stuff sold, getting stuff bought, and I like to try to, in these cases, streamline that process. But if it needs to be a little bit more in depth, then definitely take the time out and do it. And the other part of it was getting the party re-engaged into the campaign world and get things kind of set up again. And that's kind of what my topic is today. Getting players involved in the campaign world, re-engaging. There's different ways to do it. It depends on what kind of game you have. Mine is more of a hex crawl campaign, an exploration game, and that. You know, there's different elements definitely worked in there, like domain building and dungeon crawling. All those are involved, but they're a subset underneath the hex crawl. I mean, easily say that. Players have been kind of out of commission. They kind of went to explore this one dungeon a while ago, and the last time we went into it, they just kind of found themselves not liking it so much. It wasn't really what they expected. Basically, they bailed real quick. They were kind of running from room to room because basically they're afraid what they're facing. I won't go into too much details of that because while they may have explored the dungeon a little bit, they hardly really found out anything about it. So there's definitely a lot more to it that they left uncovered. A lot of stones down there still in place. But now that you've had this party kind of in the campaign for a while, they've got definitely a good area of knowledge. They know the area well. They know, they kind of get the gist of who's who and what's what, and who's going after who. But what are they going to follow? Now, as in the hex crawl, it's more the players who initiate the games. Kind of, because when you're doing more of a dungeon crawl, you know, in a mega dungeon, you're kind of going through a dungeon, and that's pretty much what you know you're going to be doing, what you're going to be assigned to do from week to week. Or hex crawl, you never know, because there's so many different options. And as a GM, I think a good GM, a lot of times, they provide the players options, provides a little guidance, but ultimately steps back and allows the players to determine what direction in a hex crawl they want to go. And that's always a case-by-case basis. And sometimes, like in a campaign, you'll have varying degrees of that. Sometimes you want to be a little bit more, I don't want to say railroady, but the options will be fewer compared to later on where there'll be a lot more. And that's kind of where we're at right now. So last night they did a bit of carousing. And I do a really easy carousing roll, nothing fancy at all. I just roll, what I have them do is they tell me how much money they're going to spend on their carousing and booze and everything, and I assign a bonus to that. They don't know what their bonus is. And then what I have them do is they also get to add their charisma bonus. And then they roll 2d6, and then they will get not only like the rumors or clues or whatever you want to call them, but depending on their role can determine whether the rumors are true, whether the rumors are false, and how much detail is involved in that rumor. Now, what happened last night is they actually got two of the guys kind of fell on the same rumor, but they kind of rolled around the same thing. So what I did is, you know, there's usually three levels to my rumor information. It's just an arbitrary thing. But level one is your surface information. There's a cave over there. Level two is there's a cave over there and looks like there's some goblin-like creatures in it. But I'm not really sure what they're doing. Level three information is the goblins are in a cave over there, but they're building up fortifications, and they seem to have other creatures types helping them. They don't. They kind of look like goblins, but they're not really goblins. So I don't know what's going on over there. So that'd be kind of level three. Level three information. And that's kind of what they have. Between the two of them, they were able to get like level three information on this one site. And it was about goblins and building up a fortification. And the guy specified too that he's using goblin because he doesn't have another word to describe them. So he's not saying they are goblins, but goblin-esque, goblin-like, whatever. And then the party also ended up getting another hint, another rumor for the night. And that one was, gosh, what was it now? I think I just had it in my head and shot it out of my head. About dwarven mines. They met a drunk dwarf who told them about a series of mines in the mountains that were to the northeast, and that if they clear them out, then the dwarves can start mining them again. And, you know, they're wondering, like, well, why should we clear them out and then you mine them? Whatever. So they're trying to figure that out. But he specifically showed them one place that's in one of the biggest mountains, and we decided to call it the Big Fucking Mountain. And it's easier to pronounce than any other name. It has a coal mine in it. At least that's what the dwarven information. Now, they don't know if the dwarf was completely drunk and giving him shit, or just entertaining himself by feeding these, human, bunch of bullshit, you know, who knows. But so there was those two things going on. So they gained those rumors. Now, one of the things I also like to do is, you know, build upon what's happened before. I mean, I think that's what adds depth to your campaign and adventures and to your campaign world. Well, they had this little thing going on where they, I don't know how many sessions ago it was, quite a few sessions ago, where they found this campsite of a noble, thought he was dead, found the buried signet ring, and then they stashed it themselves. They kind of buried it. Well, in the meanwhile, the players have been building this house. And when they found that, when they woke up in the morning, they found a guy hanging from the rafters of their house. And then after a few, the guy was killed by, obviously wasn't killed there. There's no blood there, but definitely dead. And there inside of his pocket was the parchment that the ring was wrapped up in that they had hidden. And on the note, it said something like it was basically a veil, not an unveiled threat, like, you know, mind your own business or we'll kill you. I don't know. I don't have it in front of me, but just something simple and somewhat threatening. And so it told the players that the ring has been found by somebody who was actually seeking it and everything like that, and they're very curious about it. But they kind of figured out that the guy that was dangling from the rafters was a hired mage who kind of cast a locate item spell, and that's how they were able to find the ring. So then whoever hired him killed him so that he couldn't say anything. So there that is. So there's like a few things going on. And then they also have this whole demon list thing that they have an option to follow up on. Which they kind of go back and forth on with that. Since I scare the party with my flowers, I think they're terrified to go after something as threatening as a demon. I can understand that, and probably the smart course in a lot of ways. But yeah, it's still kind of lingering out there of thing, knowledge that they have. So, and what I want to do is I got to get better on my freaking blog. And like, what do you call it? Journaling it, or what is that called? I don't know. God, my memory's bad right now, guys. I'm sorry. Been a long day at work. Just writing it down and making sure that like I can reference it easy enough. I plan to finish that tonight. My problem is, guys, is like I go down to sit and write and do something, and then like something that should take 20 minutes takes me an hour and a half to do. Because I want to add this, I want to add that. Oh, like today, I was trying to get some of the at least it started part of it, and I wanted to add this magic ring picture. And then, of course, like when I go to add it, oh, your blog doesn't support TIFF files. Fuck. All right. Well, now I got to. So I had to go save the picture, go find the picture of the file, and then tweak it a little bit, and then save it as a JPEG so I could download it on my thing. And, you know, that took an extra 10 minutes. 10 to 15 minutes, because in the morning, I pressed for time. I could have finished writing it out and then had added that later, but I wanted to add it now. Get it going. But tonight I hope to finish it up. And that way it's a good journal thing for the players to go back to too. So that way, and then I make clickable, like linked terms and items or whatever. So that way, when I mention a name or if I mention an item, the players can go back to that blog. And if they want to know more information about it, they can click on it and it'll take them to a link, a document link that's in, I think I'm keeping it in, I don't know if it's Dropbox or if it's Google Drive. I think it's Google Drive, and go from there. So that's what I'm up to, guys. I'm just trying to get a little bit better, put a little bit more time and effort into my games on that end of it too. Sometimes I do a lot of prep work for a game, but I don't do the follow-up work for it, which makes no sense. It's me. I'm an enigma. Anyways. All right, guys. I got to go pick up a pizza. Pizza time. Pizza time at the manor. All right, guys. Take care. Roll better than me. We'll talk soon.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.